It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll be checking in with VPR's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Next weekend, Southern Vermont becomes a Hollywood outpost as Dover and Wilmington play host to the Independent Television and Film Festival. This marks the 8th annual ITV Fest, which allows film, TV, and web producers to meet with industry executives. But it also marks the first time the festival is being held in Vermont. The 3-day event is being expanded to include comedy and music performances, as well as a classic car show. Here to tell us more is the ITV Fest Executive Director, Philip Gilpin, Jr. Welcome.
Hi, Neil. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. So how does a festival for industry insiders find its way from Los Angeles to Dover and Wilmington, Vermont?
You know, as they say, it just took a wrong turn somewhere.
Uh-huh.
The purpose of ITV Fest moving to Vermont is that the festival is undergoing a renaissance where it's moving away from being focused on having your picture taken next to celebrities and being seen within the industry and truly focusing its entire energy on the quality of the content that these independent artists are producing, which is just amazing. A lot of them are producing these projects on their very last dime, but just because they don't have major money behind them doesn't mean that they're not as worthy to be seen on network television or on cable as anything that's out there these days. In fact, I think a lot of people that come to the festival are going to be shocked at the high quality of what is out there that they are not privy to. The Vermont atmosphere brings a real authenticity to the festival, and it drives home the point that ITV Fest has always been known as, which is the Sundance of television. So that uniqueness of the Vermont Valley, getting it out of the city, bringing that authentic feeling back to it, it just fits so perfectly with ITV Fest. I think there's going to be something of a love affair this year where the festival falls in love with Vermont and Vermont falls in love with the festival.
And you've got your fall foliage.
And on top of it all, you've got the most beautiful place on earth for a couple of weeks.
Well, I have to admit, when I first heard about the ITV Fest, the image I got was of, you know, the sort of rich and beautiful people running around cities like Aspen, Colorado, going to parties. Can you dispel that stereotype for us? I'm wondering how public is this event for Vermonters?
The ITV Fest is as public as an event can be for Vermonters. There is absolutely no exclusivity in terms of everybody being welcome to ITV Fest. The point of the festival and the reason that it's such a labor of love and it's loved by so many within the industry is because it gives the artists a place to have their artistic works publicly viewed. So if we were to be exclusionary, the heart of the festival would be ripped to shreds. So the point of ITV Fest is to have everybody come and appreciate it.
And what does the weekend consist of? Do you have screenings? Do you have symposiums? What goes on?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit of everything. It starts Thursday, September 26th at noon. There are 5 screening venues that are set up around the Valley. This year, we have 58 new television never-before-seen projects that people can come and watch. They are as short as a couple minutes, and they're as long as a couple hours. So it ranges from drama to comedy to documentary and anything else you could think of, animation. And then outside of the screening venues, there are live music stages. There are local vendor areas where we have everything from high-def, slow-motion camera technology that's going to be displayed down to local pickles, jams, and jellies that are going to be being sold. There is a section in Dover called Festival Mile where we will, in addition to the screening venues, like I said, have music stages, the live vendor tents. There'll be a car show that's coming in. And then downtown Wilmington, where the village with all the shops, we're really encouraging people to come and walk around and just appreciate and, you know, feel the vibe of the festival. And obviously, coming to walk around the town is free. You don't even have to buy a ticket for that. So you can be a part of ITV Fest just by being there. But I can't stress enough how important it is that everybody is welcome.
I was surprised to learn that the ITV Fest actually has a nonprofit status. And I'm wondering, what does that mean and where does the money go?
Yeah, that's a great question. We get that a lot. ITV Fest was founded in 2006 by a husband and wife team, and it was founded solely as a labor of love, not as a money-making machine. Adam and Jenny Tesler live, breathe, and eat in the television industry and always have. And that's where I come from as well. And the money that we raise for the festival through sponsorships and ticket sales, 90-something percent of it goes directly back into the infrastructure of the event, building the movie theaters, getting the venues ready, all the advertising. And then any profit that is left over after all the expenses are covered is rolled straight into next year's event. We are a legally binding 501c3 through the IRS, so we have to follow all the regular charity rules. But that simply works to show our determination that this is meant to be for the artists and for the world to appreciate, not for us to just make a lot of money.
Philip Gilpin Jr. is the executive director of the Independent Television and Film Festival, which takes place in Dover and Wilmington, Vermont, September 26th through the 28th. You'll find a link to the festival schedule at bpr.net. Philip Gilpin Jr., thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Neil.